Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Number two on my list, games we are most looking forward to. Pete, you knew it. I mean, I mentioned it, blogging the boys, America's team. I couldn't come into this and not have a Dallas Cowboys game. Right? I just couldn't, you know, and I don't think you want that. You don't want to live
number
in that
two.
World. You know?
Number two.
Well, let me tell you why, Pete. Similar to how the Google Doc owns you here on Monday Football Monday. Like, it is, you know, you've never
you
won.
You remind me of what you're talking about again.
Never won against the Google Doc. There is one kryptonite for the Dallas Cowboys. And it's not just green. It's green and gold. The Green Bay Packers.
The Pack, go Pack, go.
Are the thorn in the Cowboys' side. And this season, Pete.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys will visit the iconic Lambeau Field. Football's most holiest cathedral will play host to one of the NFL's oldest, most longtime rivalries with the Cowboys and the Packers. And what's more is beyond the juice of Aaron Rodgers owning the Dallas Cowboys, beyond the fact that Dak Prescott is 1-0 at Lambeau Field in his career, beyond the fact that the Dallas Cowboys will return to the scene of the crime with a different wide receiver wearing number 88. It will be the return of the fallen son. Mike McCarthy comes back to Lambeau Field with the better historical team in the NFC in the Dallas Cowboys to face Aaron Rodgers. The bitterness, the pettiness will be on display, and I cannot wait to see the Cowboys get waxed on Sunday Night Football by Aaron Rodgers and his team.
Yeah, this is a game the Cowboys should have, especially with the pass catchers and what was blown up in Green Bay. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is going to be working with this year. Even though Green Bay has Rodgers, I have my doubts about them really making any waves now that they decided to just give away their top receiver. I'm excited for you to be excited about this game. I think this one has a little bit less juice than it has in recent years, but I think both fans of each franchise will get reasonably pumped up for this game, just considering the McCarthy Lombardi Trophy factor. For sure.
I will say this, Pete. The last time that the Dallas Cowboys fired a head coach midway through the season was Wade Phillips. Yeah. Do you know the last game that he coached for the Dallas Cowboys? Do you know who? Do you know who was against?
Of course I do. Yes.
Who was it? Who was against? You could do this. I believe in you.
Of course, it was against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, I feel like the whole like pulse of this conversation would make it rather obvious. It was against the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jaguars. Okay.
It was against the Green Bay Packers. Actually, this game came a week after the Cowboys lost to the Jaguars. So that's actually pretty interesting. As a result of losing to the Jaguars, the 1-6 Cowboys limped into Lambeau Field. That game was on Sunday Night Football. They lost 45-7. And Jerry Jones fired Wade Phillips the next week. Jason Garrett took over, and the next decade of our lives was just like completely pissed away. But
nothing better than a 40 burger being dropped on the Dallas Cowboys. Am I right or am I right?
I mean, you're right. All I'm saying is Mike McCarthy was a part of that. Mike McCarthy had a hand in a Dallas Cowboys coach being fired after the Cowboys lost at Lambeau Field. So just never know. You never know how it's going to go.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.